Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
We are locked and loaded. We are ready for go. And we are rolling. So yay for that. This is the Indie Circuit, Radio St. Pete Indie Circuit.
Show, oh, the Indie Circuit.
Show 87. Getting up there.
Holy moly.
We're charging towards that century mark.
That's right. Uno cero cero, 100. 100 yeah. Shows of greatness.
Wow. Now, we're multicultural now.
Sí. Muy bien. Ay, Dios mío.
That's my only line.
Por favor, música. Música buena. Yes, yes, yes. We're the Indie Circuit, and we're here to entertain you.
We're here for you.
Who are we?
My name's Mal, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown, and as we said, this is a Radio St. Pete exclusive.
And we play music from Parts Unknown.
Yes, we do. Always unknown.
Always unknown, but you'll know them, and you'll love them, and you won't be able to live without them after you listen to them.
I reached out to another band. A CD was laying there in one of the Asheville record stores I went to, and it was just laying on the counter, one of those please take this games.
Yeah, yeah, really.
So I took it and I wrote them, and I haven't heard back. You'll hate them. They're a rap. I don't even think I'll be able to play them on
you
here.
You might not be able to play them on
no
here,
I'm pretty sure I won't. So
Asheville rap. Asheville
rap band.
They
haven't written back though, so maybe they won't even let me
They have a hard time writing. Maybe they're not maybe they don't know about the internet.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
Well, hell, if they can't write, they sure can rap, right?
Yeah, exactly. So let's see some music now, quickly.
See some music or hear some music?
Both. Okay. Depends. If you were the man with the X-ray eyes, you could probably see the music, man.
Oh, that's a great movie.
We just reviewed that movie on Slit Robot A Go-Go. So if you like B-movies, go check that out. But instead, check this out.
We'll be right back. men, women, boys, girls. Through the cooperation of leading business places, you may now have free admission to this theater. Ask for dividend tickets when you shop at... Names of merchants who give dividend tickets are listed in the lobby of the theater and on circulars at the concession.
Here's the plan. We get the warhead and we hold the world ransom for $1 million.
Well, don't you think we should maybe ask for more than $1 million? $1 million isn't exactly a lot of money these days. Virtucon alone makes over $9 billion a year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's not... Okay, then. We hold the world ransom for... $100 billion.
Yeah, we're taking it even less seriously than that seriousness.
Than that seriousness. So what did we play before? Tell us.
Ah, what did we play?
Tell us, Mr. DJ.
Yes, we played Death Rays, Songs from a Vacuum. Played a Trip to the Oncologist, Fade Away, and What It Means.
What it is.
What does it mean? Yeah, weird.
What does it mean, Jimmy Dean?
I don't know.
Something like that, I don't know.
But here's a trailer to listen to for your ears.
Trailers? You mean like those kind that people live in?
Yep. And then the one that Optimus Prime pulls?
Like a Winnebago?
Yep, Winnebago Warrior. Here it is.
I'm gonna destroy him!
The one who speaks for them, let them eat their bread and drink their wine. And in the night benign, sleep.
Don't miss the most unusual and exciting horror motorcycle film yet made.
I come to offer you youth and fresh, fresh blood.
Hey, we all know how we're going to die, baby. We're going to crash and burn.
Werewolves on Wheels, starring Steve Oliver and Severn Darden. The story of a motorcycle gang who ride into a new kind of hell. They ride wild, play hard, and fight brutal.
I write your unholy name thrice in blood.
By a Satan, you are one with him. By a Satan, you are one with him. By a Satan.
Werewolves on Wheels, the most eerie, the most chilling, the most terrifying motorcycle horror film ever made. Their survival was the torture, as one by one they became terrifying, bloodthirsty werewolves on wheels. Don't miss the first horror motorcycle film ever made, Werewolves on Wheels.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
You know, if only there was a place to go for hours and hours and hours and hours of entertainment for free.
For free? Nothing's free.
If only there was such a place. Wait, hold on. I have a thought coming into my pea brain. There is such a place.
No, really, for free.
For free. Go to bunchofdorks.com. There, you're going to find three, count them, three podcasts.
What? Wow, podcasts. You mean people talking and stuff?
Talking into your ear holes and fulfilling your lives and making you think about things. Like deep, meaningful.
That's
things.
Amazing.
Yeah, so go to bunchofdorks.com.
Wow.
And click on any one of the three awesome buttons. What are those buttons, Dr. Morbius?
Well,
The Slow Robot, A Go-Go, which is, I think, is a movie thing, isn't it? Like B-movies?
It's all B-movies all the time. And then, other things.
And then there's Two Dimension, the comic book podcast with No Direction, which...
It's all filled with comic books and other things.
And No Directions.
And directionless.
So you might get lost.
So send them a compass in the mail. They would enjoy it.
And then there's Bunch of Dorks.
The longest running podcast in the history of the known universe.
It's like a hub of entertainment.
It is a hub of entertainment for your ears.
Wow. Okay. And other parts.
And other parts. So go to bunchofdorks.com and click on the buttons and laugh your days away as you slave away in your cube farms.
And now with Fuzzy Dice.
Nice.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Forget questions to answer, nothing to decide. You and I both know the ropes by now, there's nothing to it. Just look into my eyes, there are no surprises here. This man loves a woman and she knows it. With a love that's real, think it is, know it is, know it is. I know this world can be cruel and I've seen it too, just like you. So promise me you'll never doubt my love, dear. And I don't know what to do with you. Do you know what to do with me? We'll shout it from the rooftops for the world to hear. See, our love is real. We think it is.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
be sad and weary, but you can say that she's looking well, 'cause you wake up dreaming, the schedule squares your brain, and holds you prisoner on the train, somewhere an angel's scheming to switch you off the track. Can't switch off the dream of turning back. You can't switch off the dream of turning back. You can't switch off the dream of turning back. When you wake up dreaming, when you wake up. Steve.
year it was, Joe wandered the streets desperate for help. But the English language had deteriorated into a hybrid of hillbilly, valley girl, inner city slang, and various grunts. Joe was able to understand them, but when he spoke in an ordinary voice, he sounded pompous and faggy to them.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Life sucks.
It does?
Yeah. But you know what makes life better?
What's that?
The Creature Feature with Doc and Clown.
You're right. Hey, you know, you bring up a very, very good point. When you're feeling down, you know, why don't you just go over to YouTube and in the search bar, just type in Creature Feature with Doc and Clown.
Yeah.
It'll make your day brighter because it's us showing you, presenting you an old-style Creature Feature. You know.
Yeah, from like the olden days with cool movies. We're like a ray of sunshine in your dark, miserable, horrible life in your mother's basement.
Yikes. Grim. But we also have lots of other stuff. You know, like we found some old public access shows that I used to do, and there's all kinds of wacky stuff going on there. There's Darth Vader dancing with Ultraman. So it's not just Creature Features. There's all kinds of exciting stuff. And hey, while you're doing that, go on the internet, go on to Facebook, and join the Creature Feature with Doc and Clown Facebook page.
Hell yeah.
It's fun for the whole family. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you.
Now the ultimate evil, Devil Woman. The baddest dude that ever walked the face of the earth, fight it out with Satan's sinister sister in a battle to the death. Devil Woman, don't cross her path unless you're tired of living. Plus, dragons never die in the tradition of Bruce Lee. It's the martial arts picture of the year. It's super tough. Devil Woman and the dragons never die. Take your mama to see them before somebody else does. In color, rated R.
I've narrowed your choices down to five unthinkable options. Each will cause untold misery.
I pick number three.
You don't even want to read them first?
I was elected to lead, not to read. Number three.
All right, on the second segment, I played cuts from Steve Robinson's Undercurrent, which was a CD he put out, I want to say 2014, maybe 2013. It's an older one.
It was a few years ago.
Yeah, couple years ago. And then, of course, in the last segment, I played a whole bunch from Cycle, which is Sunshine Drenchy Records' newest one
newest
he put
release,
out.
Yeah, sunshinedrenchy.com. That's so, where you get all this good stuff.
Yeah, that's Steve Robinson and Ed Wotill, two local guys that are really ripping it up. So check them out.
Hey, hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Now, hold on a second. Can we talk about this on air?
Sure.
Okay, the world as we know it has changed drastically, and applying to stuff, applying for jobs, because I was even talking about going out and getting like a Saturday job, just for Saturday afternoon or Saturday night, whatever, just for extra money for the Hot Rod Fund. And boy, everything's online now.
Pretty much, yeah.
Which is, I get it, but so you're really running into some like odd stuff, aren't
I'm
you?
Running into lots of odd stuff. I would say like in the past couple of years I've applied at, I've pretty much thrown out close to like 300 resumes.
That's amazing.
And I have had some interviews and I've had some contact with people. A small percentage, like, maybe 20, maybe less than 25, maybe 20%.
Like everything's like phone interviews now, isn't it?
And
like
a lot of it is phone interviews.
And like this crazy online stuff.
And a lot of it is like which it scares me. Fake recruiters pretending not to be recruiters, you know what I mean? Like a lot of times you'll go on there and go, yeah, this job, you know, we need this, 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 and this. And then at the bottom it'll say, send email to sue@select.com. And I go, oh, so you're a recruiter pretending not to be one. Wow. So how could I trust you if you're sneakily trying to get me to, you know? And then when you put the resume online, you get calls from like squirrely people. That's what scares me about going to headhunters, is that they're totally squirrely, you know what I mean? They're trying to get you under false pretenses. Why would you trust them under regular pretenses, you know?
Well, I guess at some point you're going to have to, but man, that's...
But even I was telling you, even at like this big retailer that's like, you know, they for just a regular store job, employee, associate, walking down and checking the merchandise and waiting with people, they gave me a 50-question questionnaire, yeah, you know, for like, what, $8 or $9 an hour? It's nuts, man.
See, I remember for a long time, I used to mountain bike a lot. And for a long time, I worked at a part-time gig at a local bike shop.
Yeah.
And that was great.
Sure.
But the other thing is, you know, of course I have a different viewpoint because I'm a manager or a supervisor, at my regular job. And a weekend job that I could have walked in there and been like, yeah, you're not working out, you're fired. I'd been like, whatever.
Sure,
and I
would
have like just left. I probably would have bought a few parts I needed and then left. You know, there's when it's part-time gig, there's no pressure. It doesn't matter.
Exactly, yeah. That's it, exactly.
If anything, I would go there and I was actually doing my best. I never, you know, screwed off there. Because if anything, I was like, well, worst case is if I get let go from my other job, I'll just see if I can work my way to being a manager here, you know, or whatever. Yeah. It doesn't even matter.
Sure.
But it's because, I don't know. One of the hardest things is even going and saying, okay, I want to work at a Total Wine. There's a wine place around here I think that's the name of it, Total Wine.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can move cases of booze.
Sure.
I can work there on a Saturday, just, you know, help for a holiday rush or whatever. Do I want to, you know, first of all, if I apply there, do they get like, I've heard sometimes they get over 1,000 applications for an opening.
A few hundred, possibly.
That's crazy. And then I'm like, okay, what's going to make me stand out? Yeah, okay. They're going to hire some like hot millennial chick.
Pretty much.
You know, some plucky gal that like sells booze because look it, there's boobs. Boobs and booze, same thing.
Boobs and booze, it's the same thing.
So, and I'm like, well, do I have any chance? And you're like, I don't know.
I don't know. It's a crapshoot. To me, it's like finding work these days. It's like rolling dice or whatever in Vegas. You're going to lose most of the time. And occasionally you get lucky. But it used to be not as difficult. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. I don't know. But I don't think I am, you know, after a certain point. You know, but it's funny the way like everything is done online. I'm just thinking right now that in the future, I'm instead of going online, unless they tell me that I have to go online, I may just go in person and ask for the paper and fill it out and give it to them. That way, they personally have it. You saw my face. You have it. I'm not like anonymous email. You know what I mean? That might be.
I heard you don't even do that anymore.
I think you're right.
Crazy.
You're right. It's a fun new world for everybody.
Yeah, it sure is.
1.21 gigawatts! 1.21 gigawatts!
Great Scott! What the hell is a gigawatt? Thank you.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.